Madam Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My report covers the work of my office in the year to June 2024. It provides an account of the key activities and statistics for the IGO's work during the period. As is my usual practice, I want, through my comments today, to draw out some key points and themes from the IGO's work. In particular, as I come to this, my penultimate report to ExCom before the end of my mandate, I want to set out some thematic observations that I hope will be useful. Your Excellencies, I continue to frame my comments within the context of the IGO's five-year strategy, 2021 to 2026. This remains unchanged. Its core aim is to ensure that UNHCR has an effective independent oversight system, giving confidence to UNHCR stakeholders over UNHCR's efficiency, economy, and effectiveness. It has been my aim as Inspector General to do things differently, making independent oversight, both for assurance and integrity matters, greater than the sum of their individual parts. This has required the application of systems thinking and the encouragement of the various independent entities to work collectively, applying their particular skills and talents to best effect in partnership with UNHCR's management team. This has been another year in which both the assurance and integrity oversight systems have stepped up to the challenge. Both have the various independent entities and actors working together, but there is more we can collectively do on integrity matters where the issues can be more challenging and complex. Distinguished delegates, I want to address some of the points that have arisen in various fora during the year. On independence, independence is important to me as the Inspector General, and my freedom to take actions or comment unfettered on things that are important, I take very seriously. Over the last few years, the independence of other third-line entities has improved. I am pleased to report that the High Commissioner continues to recognise this crucial aspect of my role and office, and he has been supportive of my office's work and that of the oversight system more generally during the year. On resourcing, it is a challenging period for resourcing of UNHCR more broadly, and independent oversight is not immune. I see the oversight system is stretched, and my office is no exception. Whilst we continue to seek and deliver efficiencies through technology and process, there are difficult choices, as the investigation's data in my report shows. Despite these challenges, the oversight system has not been significantly scaled back. It does require, however, continued commitment and vigilance to ensure that a stable and fully effective independent oversight system continues to remain in place. On transparency and reporting, my office and I remain committed to full transparency of our work, especially on investigations matters, whilst protecting the integrity and safety of the process to ensure accountability for misconduct. Your Excellencies, my door remains open to address concerns you have and issues you wish to raise. I note the trend for increased requests for more detailed reporting. As you see from the data in my report, my office runs a system at scale, a position that other organisations in the broader humanitarian system are also reaching. I ask, therefore, for your continued support for the multilateral approach, based on verifiable trust in UNHCR's and my office's systems, which I will supplement with detail as needed. This approach will allow a focus on improving systems and overall outcomes. Distinguished delegates, I want to turn my attention to the assurance system. As a previous mentor of mine observed, there are two types of people in organisations, those that complain about problems loudly and those that solve them quietly. Independent oversight, of course, has a legitimate role to do both. I have, however, positioned my office and created its strategic oversight team to focus on the latter. In addition to its coordination and policy work and provision of the Secretariat Service to the Independent Audit and Oversight Committee, strategic oversight is also an assurance provider in its own right. In this role, it has provided a range of risk-based, strategic, advisory work for the attention of UNHCR's senior management team. The IGO is uniquely positioned with an independent overview across the whole oversight system to identify cross-cutting and thematic risks. My office worked with oversight colleagues to identify key themes arising from oversight providers' work. These themes included continuing the positive progress on risk management maturity, completing the golden thread of change from the business transformation program, decentralization and regionalization, and headquarters realignment, enhancing overall approaches to data and management information, and enhancing accountability mechanisms at systems and individual performance level. Of critical importance is the ongoing work of building and maintaining frameworks of control. Frameworks of control is oversight language for being clear about who does and is accountable for what, and who is accountable for ensuring that things happen as intended. UNHCR is making a set of sensible choices and taking actions to improve its control environment. There is a need, however, for UNHCR to ensure that in the next 18 months, we see consistent and coherent action to follow through those choices and consolidate the gains from those actions. My office is working with the various assurance providers to ensure a coherent plan of work in 2025 to assist the organisation to crystallise the gains from its transformation programme. I'm aware that the oversight system can at first appear complex, so my office has developed a short video that explains how the system fits together and about each of its constituent parts. This is available on my office's portion of UNHCR's website. Your Excellencies, I turn my attention to the integrity system. The overall complaint numbers increased by a modest 8% in the reporting period. Comparing by calendar year, the steep 30% rise in complaints we saw last year is softening, with complaints reaching a likely plateau of around 2,100 by the end of 2024. You will recall that these are complaints that fall within the IGO's mandate only, with a further 700 to 800 complaints, mostly protection related, being referred by my office to UNHCR's operations around the world. At this scale, the IGO is increasingly relying on others to take up complaints.